I'll lose my girlfriend if I tell her the truth.
I told my girlfriend that I'm interested in someone else, and she threatened to leave me. Now I think my honesty could end my relationship and leave me lonely. I'm afraid I'll lose her by telling her the truth.
If you're afraid that you'll lose her, or that you won't get what you want, then you definitely have a problem. How do you react when you believe the thought that you'll lose her if you tell the truth?
Scared. I don't tell her what I really think or what I want to tell her. I lie to her, which makes me feel awful. I feel separate and lonely. I tell myself I'm a failure. I withdraw and beat myself up for not being able to do this right.
Who would you be without the belief that you'll lose her if you tell the truth?
Comfortable, and maybe more honest with myself. Maybe more honest with my girlfriend.
Being honest is very easy when you're not afraid of losing something. It's the simplest thing, and more satisfying than anything you might think you could get from outside you. You become a lover of what is. You no longer seek the perfect relationship. Instead of seeking, you find, always. What we want is right in front of our noses, so turn it around.
I'll lose her if I lie. I'll lose myself if I lie. That is truer for me. I hurt myself and her more with the lying. I won't lose something if I tell the truth. I've experienced not losing after being honest. In fact, I've noticed that I usually gain more.
That's my experience 100%. Let's look at your next statement.
I want sharing the truth to not hurt, disappoint, or anger people. Sometimes I'm not honest because I think it isn't kind.
You can hurt or disappoint people with your truth. Is that true?
It seems that way.
If I really believe that telling my truth would hurt someone's feelings, I don't tell it. I stop. I don't go past my own idea of what could hurt you because that would hurt me. These are my own boundaries. I can't know that it would hurt your feelings. I stop for the sake of my own feelings. I don't walk around being careful about what I say. I stop for myself. I am responsible for my own heaven or hell. On the other hand, if you ask me point blank for the truth, then I'm going to tell you. I want to give you everything if you ask. The way you hear my answer is what determines whether it hurts you or helps you. I'm just giving you what I've got. So every person is responsible for himself in the giving and receiving. I could say the most loving thing and someone's feelings could be hurt. The story they tell about what they think I said is how they hurt their own feelings. Nothing else is possible. If I ask you a question, point blank, and you dance around it, thinking that your truth will hurt me, then you're not honoring yourself or me. To not answer honestly could leave you feeling incomplete. Since I ask you straight up, it must mean I can handle it. Can you really know that you can hurt or disappoint another person with your words?
No, I can't know that.
How do you react when you believe that thought?
I become very conflicted. It feels like an impossible situation.
Who would you be without it?
Relaxed, free to be honest, free to be me, living in my integrity.
Turn it around.
I want sharing the truth to not hurt, disappoint, or anger me. That's good.
Let's look at your next statement.
Honesty is scary and frightening sometimes.
Turn it around.
Honesty is not scary or frightening. I can see that. It's not the honesty I'm scared of, it's the loss.
Yes, honey. It's good that you see that the loss is the gain always. What was the next thought?
Honesty opposes getting what I want. That's not true. Lying opposes getting what I want.
That's what I love about what we really want. It's such a surprise. To be honest is to live closer to your true nature. The way that I know that it is that when you are not living it, it hurts. That hurt is an opportunity to notice what stressful thought you are believing in the moment, to question it, and turn it around. That's what all pain is about. Sanity doesn't suffer ever.